So, hi, I'm Wendy Laidlaw. I am here with Jess Lee, who is one of my pilot candidates on my foundation program, on the Heal Endometriosis Naturally foundation program. So, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome you here, Jess. Thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed.
Thank you for asking me. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I thought it would be really helpful for other women who are either, you know, considering joining the program or, you know, at another time looking to sort of do more with themselves, take back power and control of their own body, who have suffered endometriosis for years. And you know my story, I suffered for 33 years and then literally hit a wall, ended up bedridden, and then managed to find a natural way out. Now, it wasn't a quick fix. It took me some time, but I'm completely pain-free now. And this is why I started this foundation program, so that other people could, you know, having read my book, could then implement the step-by-step approaches and then put it into practice. So you are kind of like 10 weeks into this 12-week program already. And I wonder, would you be able to give us a bit of background to what you were like before you started the program?
Okay. Wow. God, it's sometimes it's quite painful to think, and it's quite difficult as well, looking back of how in pain I was when I started the program. I have suffered endometriosis for 22 years. I was only diagnosed last year. I was in and out of A&E a lot. I used to suffer so much pains for the whole of my life. And it's only now that I look back, and it was actually my mum who was like, that's it, you need to go to the doctor and be really serious. And she came with me, and because she came with me, and I'm like 39 years old, because she came with me, they took me seriously and said, okay, we're going to send you off for a scan. But before, I've spent how many years, 22 years of always going backwards and forwards to the doctor, and they're telling me, it's just period pain, it's normal, we'll give you this like painkillers, put you on the pill, and off I go. And every month, I would be so in pain. So much of my life has been ruined about, you know, for it. I've missed concerts. You know, I had a Coldplay concert. I couldn't even go, and I paid £100 and something for it. I couldn't go on holidays with my friends. I missed loads of, like, uni. There were so many occasions I just couldn't go. And then in the end, people stopped asking me. So then I was stuck at home in pain, feeling like I'd lost my life. And I tried everything, anything you could think of, acupuncture, massage, meditation. I even went on a Buddhist retreat to France for like 10 days, thinking like I need to heal my body, but I didn't know what was wrong then. And then my mum and dad used to like boil up these big concoctions of Chinese medicine, and they tasted awful. And some of them used to make me gag, but I knew I had to do anything. So my dad was like, just hold your nose. And so I used to just drink it down and then go, ugh, but then I had to keep it down. And like, it didn't help. And so many things I tried, like, you know, the herbal remedies, I bought them all. The whole like bathroom cabinet had all the different ones. I must have spent so much money on things just to try everything. Yeah. And no matter what I did, I was so much in pain. And it's so scary for me now thinking about it, because I've lost so much years of my life for this. And it's devastating. Like, I've lost friends over it. It was hard for my family to see me in pain. And then in the end, I think like some of them didn't believe me, because they were like, all right, you say you're on period pain, but how about now? It's not your period. And I'm like, I don't know. They said, it seems like you've only got 1 week in a month that you're not in pain. And I'm like, I know, exactly, but I don't know why. And I didn't know then. I was ovulation pains, and I was like, pains after my period. So really, I was in pain most of the month, and that became my normal. Throughout it all, I missed so much uni, but I just had to finish it, and I did in the end, but it was such a struggle for me. I took so much time off. I was working then, and I had to take some time off then. And when I did go to work, I was actually told to go home, because I was like bent over, crying. I couldn't serve customers, and I was taken to A&E twice because of the pains. The first time it was kidney stones or something they said, but now I know like it could have been affected by all of my, you know, the way my body was like not working properly. And the next time, while I had like numerous urinary tract infections, I would be going in every few months And sometimes it got so bad, I'd have to go at night just to go and like get myself seen and wait there for 3 hours. Yeah. You know, it was that bad. And then the last time I was like crying, and like everyone at work, my staff actually told me, go, your face is pale. You look like you're dying. And I'm like, it's all right. I'm used to pain, breathing. They're like, just go for us. You know, I'm scared if the ambulance comes, you know? So then I went there. One of the staff drove me there, and I couldn't sit up in the car. I was crying in tears, bent down, trying to breathe. And I was crying so much. And this is them watching their manager crying. Mm. I felt so embarrassed. You know, this is the real me they're seeing. And I always used to put this front, like, I can handle it, and then go to the toilet and cry and say, what is wrong with my body? Mm. I want to work. I want to do things, and I couldn't. And I went to A&E that night. I had to wait in 3 hours. There was no doctor to see me that night, so they made me sleep there, and I wasn't happy about that. I was like, no, I don't want to sleep. I don't know what's wrong with me, and now I've got a lay in pain. I was there until the morning, and then they did like some more scans on me, and that's when they told me like I had all this stuff wrong with me. I had stage 4 endometriosis. They did an internal scan as well. They did the one on the other side. Oh, that was terrible. Because that was done by a man, and that was even more terrible for me.
Yeah.
And my scan showed up the like chocolate cyst. I had them on both ovaries. I had endometriosis on my bowels, my bladder, my intestines. My ovaries were stuck to the side walls, and they had to, like, in the end, like, do surgery for that. I had what you call nodules. I didn't know what they were, but they're baby endometriomas, basically. And I had many of those. I had adhesions, lesions. And I still got endometriosis, they said, in my ureters. I didn't even know what they were. But it's where you pee, and there's two of them. And they said, if I don't have it done, they could get blocked. If I do have it done, it's quite dangerous, and I could end up wearing one of those bags.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is going on? You know, it's getting worse. The worst part, they pulled the curtain and they broke the news that I was infertile. I don't think anything made me feel worse than that, because I've wanted a baby for forever. Yeah. I didn't know what was wrong. And they left me there. They said, give you a few minutes. And then it took a few minutes to sink in. I felt like, I don't know if anyone's seen Ally McBeal, but sometimes these like kind of like things, like I actually imagined the floor opening, and I fell into a big hole. And I thought, God, I'm not Ally McBeal. This is like really happening to me. And my whole world just fell into this hole. And I thought, what's the point, you know? Yeah. That's the worst news in the world. And they said to me, like, I would need IVF.
Yeah.
Because my age as well. I'm 40 next year. And I just thought, oh, my God, what am I going to do, you know? And they said, I needed surgery. And I had my first surgery in October. It was really devastating for me. It was the worst experience of my life, my whole life. And this is like, I had the surgery, I came out, and they wouldn't give me any painkillers apart from paracetamol and ibuprofen. And I was so in pain. This is basically like, they burnt me, they cut me, and they said like they had to basically go everywhere inside. So I was so bruised, and my cuts wouldn't stop bleeding.
Yeah.
And I took pictures of that. And
gosh, that's awful, isn't it?
It just kept on like coming out with blood. And the nurses didn't even write it down in my booklet, because I think they were like really worried, but they didn't want to say, oh, look, this is like the blood was just spurging out. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. They were just putting plasters on. They were overstaffed. They were tired. They kept on saying, put the plaster on. So at one point I had two plasters, and it was bulging out and causing me a lot of pain. Yeah. And then I had to like call them 4 times, and they kept on saying, wait, wait. And I thought, I can't wait, I'm in pain. I was crying. They wouldn't give me any more like pain meds. And in the end, my partner came in, and he was so upset for me. He said, you need to go home now, because you've got a better painkillers at home for your period pains.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, like, basically they'll cut someone open and just leave them there to suffer.
Shocking, isn't it? Absolutely shocking.
Like I was dying, and I was Skyping my mom, and she was like, oh my God, there was nothing I could do. I was calling them. There was like, we need the bed basically, you know. Well, it's only a day surgery. You need to get out of here. You've been here one night now. And I'm like, I will go, but I just need some painkillers.
Yeah.
And so I left, and then I can't believe, like, you know, within 3 months, it's all come back. Mm. And I had an MRI done, and it showed my chocolate cysts were back as well, and they were quite large again. And then my whole world just thought, what is the point of surgery?
Yeah.
You know, there's me thinking surgery is going to help. It took me a long time to recover. I was bruised all over because I'm quite tiny, and everything was showing up really big. And I was like, oh my God, so if surgery doesn't work, what is the point? And I was going on to like a lot of like support groups, for example, on Facebook, and a lot of the women were telling me like they've had like 16 surgeries, 20 surgeries. And I thought, oh my God, if it's as devastating as this one, I mean, I think I've got a bit of like post-traumatic stress on it, actually.
Yeah.
Being there in pain for the whole day. Mm. I mean, who could do that? And now I just think, like, I never want to go through that again.
Yeah.
But I'm meant to do another one soon for the endometriosis that's probably grown back, and also my ureters. And it was by coincidence that your advert popped up, and I saw it, and you was doing this, like, free course as well, for this course to, like, heal endometriosis naturally. And it just hit something within me. I had enough of everything. 22 years of suffering was enough. All this pain. I'd lost my job, which meant I couldn't stay in that job. I had to move back to where I came from in London. So I was taken away from all my friends and family there. When I got to London, it was very, very hard because a move is so hard anyway. And I was in a lot of pain, just had surgery, jobless. My partner didn't have a job. He was had to find a job quickly to support us. We had all these bills piling up. And basically, I couldn't see how my life would get better. I was infertile. My whole world was like falling apart. And I was started getting really depressed.
Because you were bedbound at that stage as well, I think.
Yeah, I was bedbound every day. And my partner became like ultimately my carer. And I felt really bad for him because we'd only been married like, you know, like 1 year.
So what was it about the advert that intrigued you to kind of apply for the pilot?
Well, when I saw it, I thought I'll try anything by then. I was so desperate. I mean, I was ready to go to mental hospital soon. And my whole world, I was getting so depressed at that stage that I was like, that's it. I can't say I wanted to die, but I didn't want to wake up, because what's the point of waking up when you're in pain in bed and your partner has to do everything for you? And I couldn't even take my puppy out for a walk by then. And I thought, what kind of mum am I to my puppy? How am I going to ever be a mum to a baby? So what's the point anyway doing IVF? Look at me. And what's my husband married? You know, there was me all independent, traveling the world, had a job, manager, and like suddenly I'm just like this old woman on a bed, just couldn't move. And when I saw your advert, it was like, I'll do anything. And I believe by then I'd hit my rock bottom. And I think truly your course has saved my life. It's given me such a good quality of life now. I mean, yesterday I was able to take my 4 nieces to the beach. You know, I couldn't have done that before. I mean, I used to be so tired. I used to tell them I can't take them out, and they used to be stuck indoors if they visited and saying, what's wrong with you? Why are you always asleep? Why are you always in pain? What's wrong? And, you know, they're only young. I couldn't even explain what. So yeah. I used to say periods. And even then they were like, what's period? They don't understand. Yeah. So they think, why are you just in bed all the time?
Yeah.
Can't see anything wrong with you. And that's the thing. It's been really hard for like me, because it's a chronic illness and there is no cure, they say as well. But with this program, I'm getting a really good quality of life. And to me, this is the nearest thing to getting rid of it all. Yeah. I'll do this for the rest of my life. And
so you can, because you read the book before starting the program, and how did the book prepare you for the program, would you say?
Oh, the book was really good. I was surprised, actually. It went into depth, like, of so many things. I thought, like, by reading the title, it would just be about food and maybe exercise and a bit of yoga or something, and by then, like, I would have done anything anyway. Yes. But as I got deeper and deeper, it was about things we were using, our creams, our makeup, washing powder, even the water I was drinking. And by the time I got to the end of the book, I was to my partner, oh my god, I have to change everything in my life, because I've been poisoning myself with all these like toxic stuff. And the first thing I did was go and buy a water filter for the tap, because yeah. I was drinking water from the tap for the whole of my life, not knowing.
Yeah.
And if I did buy a bottle of water, it would be in plastic bottles, which yeah. is not good as well.
That's right.
A lot of microwave food. I wasn't eating the right things, and I was ready to do anything, so I changed my diet. But your course has been so much more helpful to me, because I feel like you've given me the support I've needed. I don't think I could have done it on my own with the book. I would have taken bits out of it, like maybe just the diet and a bit of exercise. But the other stuff, I wouldn't have had a clue what to do, because it was so alien to me. All I've known was to go and eat what I want when I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. And most of the time I wasn't hungry because I was in pain.
Yeah.
And just doing all the stuff I'm doing now, like all the routines that you've taught us, it's helped me so much. The first thing I do, you know, write my journal, write down everything I'm feeling, if I'm in pain, if I've had going through stress, if I've had an argument with my partner and why. You know, we've been struggling lately with the infertility issue because we struggled for it for so long now, and I've been in a lot of pain for it, and I realise now I might need extra help about it, like counselling, because it's devastating. I don't think anyone can understand unless they've been there.
Yeah.
And it is painful, you know, no matter what anyone says, you know. Like,
what do you think? I mean, I'm hearing that you've picked up quite a lot from the programme. I mean, obviously, early doors, you know, we talk about food, what goes in the body, and then we talk about what goes on the body. And obviously a kind of thing that isn't talked a lot about is the emotional component, really, to us as women, as human beings. And how have you found that aspect? You know, we touch on it as we go through the courses, and obviously on our one-on-ones, we do sort of deeper work, but how have you found that aspect?
In the beginning, it was really difficult for me, actually. I've never really been able to, like, get in touch with my feelings. I've grown up in a family of 7 children, and I've got 5 brothers, and my sister's 4 years older, and she left home earlier. All my life, I remember not being able to show my emotions. Yeah. My dad was an ex-soldier, and he's very strict. If we cried, he'll be like, why are you crying, you know? And my brothers, obviously, they're not very emotional. So I grew up trying to be like them and being like, well, I got to be like them and tomboyish. I can't show my emotions. And I think I pushed a lot of that back. And I had some physical abuse at home, so my parents were very strict. And that also combined with I couldn't, like, be myself growing up. I had to be what they wanted me to be. And in the end, I worked as for the family business, and I didn't really know who I was. And growing up, because I never got in touch with my feelings, I didn't even know, like, I was feeling things. I didn't know why, what they meant. I just knew, like, I had to block them all out. There were weaknesses, and I couldn't cry, because crying was a big weakness, and you couldn't let anyone see you cry. And so when I joined the program, I didn't know, like, how to do these things, and I felt like I was learning from scratch how to feel my feelings, and that they were okay, because you told me they were okay, and they wouldn't kill me, and they would pass, and I would be okay. And I trusted you for it, and I'm so glad I did, because it took me a while, because I would, like, change everything and laugh about it, put humor in front of it, and used to tell me, you know, don't laugh now, get back in touch with your feelings. And each time it was really painful and didn't feel comfortable, and slowly I learned to trust, and I was able to cry, and it was scary, but it made me realize I needed that so much, and it was okay to cry. And I released a lot of, like, issues I had at home, And I realized like everything I've been doing was like hurting me and it was causing me so much pain. And because of that pain was all inside of my body, it was affecting me and making me ill. And I didn't understand that at first. I thought it was just the food or the diet and, you know, what I like did or exercised or not. But then,
and of course, food and diet and these healthy habits and all these things, they are a crucial part of the program. But as I say, it's interesting because a lot of us, our cultures, you know, are brought up that we are to dismiss our emotions, but they are then there. And if they're living in the body and they're causing stress, which releases cortisol, which then affects the hormone imbalance, then that then manifests itself through your body. And I think that's a thing. I don't know if you, I know some of the other ladies have kind of struggled a little bit to kind of go, okay, so if I just do diet, then I should be cured. Or if I just do Zenovations, then I'll be cured. And all these things are very important. And as I say, there is no cure per se. We go for the heal. Like if you cut your hand, you know, your body's always wanting to heal itself. So that's the premise. If you go near a fire, you'll burn. So we know what things cause fire. So we remove them and we exclude them. But when it comes to emotions, you know, the brain and the mind are instinctively connected throughout the body. And this is the thing that a lot of ladies have struggled with, is this mind-body connection. Because I think it's very frowned upon to have emotions. And equally, what is underappreciated is the impact emotions, because they are chemicals that then, you know, flush through the body. And then, so it's not just like it's all in your head, because the vast majority of women with endometriosis have had to fight to be believed, you know, for decades, you know, but this is the emotional component is a kind of nurturing and a comforting and addressing and identifying that these are factors in addition to all the other things that we talk about. And it's kind of, as I say, some ladies struggle with that. I know I did. I struggled with this kind of like, my body was just this thing that annoyed me that I didn't like. It was like, it was separated from the neck and it should just do as it's told. And why is it causing me pain? And I was angry at it. And then this integration of my body and my mind and my feelings, it was quite an opener. How did you find that was for you?
Oh gosh. I don't even know how I survive now without recognizing what I was feeling, because I must have pushed so many years of feelings and pain and toxic people, even my family and friends who were hurting me, everything in my life I just pushed down. And today I only realize the difference, because when I write in my journal in the morning, it's kind of releasing the issues that's eating me up. And it's kind of like, it's like knots in my stomach that I didn't realize before. And then my mind can't focus on other things because it's always like preoccupied with all this stress and worries and things like you don't even know why you're worrying about things, beers, and you know, you just had arguments or something. Mm. And now when I write them down, as soon as I write them down, it's really cathartic. I just feel like, oh, it's just like release on my shoulder. I'm like, why did I do this before? Why is that so simple? And before I was like, I can't do it in the morning, haven't got time. I remember I used to do it at night. I used to tell me, I think the morning, Jess. And I said, oh no, because in the morning, it's like, I need to do blah, 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 blah. Who's got time for that? Who in the right mind writes in a book? And I realize now it's been so healthy for me. As soon as I write it down, I just feel like I can start the day fresh. It's like a new day, new leaf, new fresh light start. Mm. And it's new possibilities. And I'm not always holding on to the baggage.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday there was big issues going on, like on Facebook, in a group I run, and I was able to kind of like write them down, sort it all out, put these new rules into place, and I was so proud of myself. I mean, before I started the course, I would have been, oh no, some people don't agree, but then the majority do agree. That means I'm a bad person, because then if someone doesn't agree, that means the new rule doesn't mean anything or it's not good. And it's like, no, you're doing the right thing. Follow your instinct. You know, you're helping millions, like thousands of women on there. And I just feel so proud of myself now that I can actually say, no, this is what it is, and hold myself up high, have some confidence. And know, like, you know, I just have self-esteem today. And I didn't have that before. I didn't know what was right, what was wrong. I was
So what I'm hearing is, you writing the journaling has really allowed you to kind of connect with yourself in a way that you hadn't been able to do before.
I think it just made me human. I mean, I think before I was going around like a robot, to be honest. I was managing a shop, quite a few staff, about 7 of them, and then like outside staff that are coming in as well. And I just thought to myself, I can't show my weakness, you know? You haven't got time for that. As soon as you wake up, you're do-do-do-do-do until nighttime. You've got the accounts to do, the banking to do, the stock to do. You can't go and buy stock and be crying. So it'll be like...
But it sounds like you're kind of like in control of your life now and you're aware of things. And when life does come across your path, it might in the past have been stressful. You're managing it. You're being assertive. You're giving like perspective to it where... Perhaps before that was a challenge for you.
I've got so much healthy boundaries today. I put that into place because you've taught me that I need to take care of myself before I can take care of anyone else.
Yeah.
Like love myself and to nurture myself.
Yeah.
And that parable that you said about the airplane, you know, oxygen mask, that's always in my head actually. And I was telling someone this week about that, like explaining it to them, like, you need to take care of yourself because if you don't, you can't save or help anyone else.
Yeah.
And they said, that's a good way to think of it. Yeah. And that's how I feel, because before I used to feel so guilty to do anything good for myself. And then I would beat myself up going, I can't do that. I need to take care of other people. Yeah. I can't take care of myself. But today I've noticed a big difference in that. And that thing that you were saying, you know, I just feel like, everything, you know, the whole, it's like all the puzzle, the pieces are going together. And today I can like have all this kind of confidence to know everything I'm doing is helping me in my life.
I just feel
so lucky.
Well, I mean, you have been a fantastic candidate because you're one of my star candidates on the program, because what you have done, which is what I would hope every woman does if they want to join the course, if they're lucky enough to get, because I've got loads of women wanting to join the next course. So it's whether or not, you know, they meet the mark, because you're the benchmark that we're aiming for.
Because
you have committed yourself. You made a commitment to yourself. And as you know, at the beginning of the program, I get everyone to sign a form, a declaration to themselves. A personal declaration that for the next 12 weeks, and I'm not saying that everybody will see improvements in 12 weeks, because everybody's at different stages, different ages, different operations, whatever. But, you know, you had it for 22 years, you know, you've suffered a long time, and, you know, but you made that commitment to yourself right from the beginning, and you have, you know, this was a partnership between you and me where I was here to kind of help guide you, but ultimately you had to do the work. And that's what I've loved about you, is that you've done everything that I've suggested without question. You know, as if to say, and I was saying, like, follow in my footsteps. I'm over here and I want you to join me. And that's what you're doing. And I think you were saying your pain scores before were at 10. So what are they now? I mean, I know we
said, oh my God, I can't believe it. My pain score has been 1.
Which is amazing.
For so long now, it's been 1. And every morning when I do my journaling and then I do my food diary and write down my bowels, I'm regular.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going every day and it's like a normal bowels, you know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going for 3 days at times. Mm. And I was in so much pain and I couldn't do anything. Or I'd have constipation and then I'd have piles and then I'd have to buy the cream for it. And it was terrible. And now it's like, you know, everything is just fitting into place. I just feel like, you know, because of you, you've taught me all this stuff. And it was hard. It's not an easy program in the beginning, because you're like, are you sure you can like be pain-free? I'm not pain at 10. I'm pain at 8. 8 is my good day. I don't know if anyone, you know, can be like that. And now it's like, it's like a miracle to me. To be paid one, you know.
Well, that's awesome. And also your candida as well, that you're saying your candida has improved, and your energy levels, you know, from quite early on, your energy levels have improved, your appetite's improved, you know. I mean, and as the program goes on, and there's an advanced one as well, we're working a lot more and a lot deeper levels to really shore up what progress you've made. But you'll start to notice other things, like your nails getting stronger and your hair getting thicker.
Yeah.
All these things are just starting to build some really, really good foundations. But as I say, you have been fantastic and that you have really, really committed. And this is the thing, you know, you can't poke this with a stick. This isn't a quick fix. This is not a magic cure, or, you know, you just try it for 1 or 2 days and then go, oh, this doesn't work. You either work the program and the program works. You don't work the program doesn't work. And
I'd like to just add, like, any woman that reads this or sees this later on, to prepare themselves, it's not going to be like that, and it's not going to be like that. It's going to look like this. And I'm just going to show like, oh, a bit down, up, a bit down, up. And when it goes a little bit down, you know, don't give up. Because at times I wanted to give up and I was like, I'm in so much pain on my period. What's going on?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's got so much better. It's lighter. Yeah. No, like, big, huge clots in it. I'm not dying as much. And I hope, like, because it's reduced to 3 days instead of longer, that it's going to get better in time. So I just want to tell anyone, you know, have hope. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not a quick fix, but it's going to work if you work it. So...
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you have seen such great, great progress in yourself. And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we do cover diet, we cover the xenoestrogens, you know, we cover a whole lot. And what, how do you think, I mean, obviously the program itself is done with webinars and done with group Q&As, and then we've got group Facebook and we have one-on-ones. What would you say, how does that package work? How has that supported you?
It's been really good. The fact, like, I have the one-to-ones with you as well, and I can go on a really deeper level of what's, like, personal to me. And I feel like I've never had someone, like, so committed to helping us women. You've been fantastic for us. I mean, every time I talk to any of the women, they've said the same. I mean, you're just not, like, a teacher that just shows a program and that's it. You actually really care about us, and you know our story so well, and you're always, like, pushing us to be better, to stand up for ourselves, to be assertive, to take our power back.
Yeah.
And I feel like so grateful that you've helped me do that. And I see the other women saying the same thing, you know. You put 100% in. And because you do that, I do that. Because I just was so grateful for someone to do that for me even.
Well,
and I think it works for me. I mean, just having the group as well to relate to when I'm struggling, and then I see someone else struggle, I think, oh, it's not just me then, thank God, you know, I'm not the most rubbish one. And because you don't know, you compare it yourself to other people, obviously, and you're like, why must not be doing well because they're healing quicker than me, and you know, and I was in a lot of pain, and a few times I was like, well, why am I in so much pain? It's because I've suffered 22 years and there's no hope for me. There is, you know, you just got to keep on at it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, I think. And what do you feel that the program has taught you about your body?
Oh, wow. That my body ultimately wants to heal itself. And my body actually for my health. Because when I eat something, I'm feeling it. And I know what it is. Before, I used to eat what I want. I used to get big in the stomach, and then now, if I eat something, I can recognize it. And it's just taught me, like, my body is a part of me. It's not separate. I'm not just my brain and then my body's something else I don't need to worry about. Mm-hmm. I need to nurture it. And by nurturing it, it's giving me so much back. It's giving me energy, vitality. I'm not bedbound anymore. I mean, sometimes I do get tired still, but then I'll just take a quick nap. I won't be napping like 3, 4 to 5 times a day. I mean, sometimes my partner will be like, you've been in your bed all day. And I'm like, no, I'm not, because I'm awake. I'm not asleep, I'm awake. And he's like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You're basically in bed all day.
Right.
You know, it's like, that was not a lie for anyone. And now I'm just like ready to go do things. I'm planning things for the future for once.
Yeah.
I'm on a course now to be an interior designer. I couldn't even think about that before. You know, to be bedbound, how are you going to do anything like that?
Well, that's right. And it sounds like the fact that, you know, what you've got from the course is that you now have the power, because it's all around kind of reading something or going to a course. But unless you're able to implement these things yourself physically, understand the biological processes, understand how the hormone works and how your digestion system works, how everything's all connected, that you're more than just endometriosis, you're more than just your uterus and your ovaries and cysts, you know, everything is connected. What I find with my clients that I work with one-on-one is they start to feel really confident, empowered about their body. So even when they have to go and speak to their GPs or their doctors on anything else, they go in with confidence. They go in going, this is my body. I live with this body every day. I'm going to come and speak to you, but actually I know my symptoms. I know what's working. I know I'm getting better, you know, or whatever. They have this knowledge to do with their body that they didn't have before, and the confidence that goes with it. So as you say, it's kind of planning for the future in a way that if they do eat something that upsets them, or if they do have a gripe or a pain or whatever, they're like, it's okay. I know what it's, if it's higher up, it's my stomach. If it's lower down, it's my intestines. It might be my lower intestines. It might be my ovary, or it might be my digestion system. They know their body intimately now, that they can actually confidently, unlike the detective, which I always encourage you all to be, go, ooh, now what just happened there? Or was it that I was around that toxic person that I now feel physically sick and drained? Or was it that, you know, that family member that, you know, makes me feel I want to go and jump out the window? You know, it's identifying things into feeling states and bodily states that then integrates you in such a way that you feel so much more secure and confident that you can plan ahead.
Yeah. I feel like it's prepared me so much, because I just know now every time I plan anything, I'm planning for everything I'm eating, what I'm doing, for, I know I'm using the new washing powder now, because I know, you know, the old one probably was affecting me, going through my skin, and I didn't even think about things like that before. Mm-hmm. The creams, I don't use them anymore. I'm now using shea butter, coconut oil, that are those kind of things. I'm in the process of changing my shampoo.
Excellent.
Just every little thing. I just feel like everything I'm eating now in the kitchen is so healthy, like fruits and vegetables. And, you know, I've healed my candida, like you said, and I had really bad candida. I was going to, like, the doctors every few months, and they were giving me the creams and telling me, giving me antibiotics when it got really bad. And it was smelly. It was like oozing things out. It was terrible, you know. And now... it's got so much better, and it's not so embarrassing for me, because it's an awful thing to suffer from. It's painful. It's just so awful. And
you healed it through natural means.
Yeah, I didn't even know, like, I could, like, heal it through, like, what I'm eating, cutting out sugars, eating the right things for it, and, you know, all the supplements that you've taught us to take, they've helped me so much. I can't say there's one that has been, like, bad for me. Helped me so much. I didn't even realize I had to take digestive enzymes. And you noticed that, because I was telling you about my food diary and I was getting bloating, and you thought, why am I still getting bloating? Well, maybe it's because I need those. And I thought, why do I need that? What is that? I mean, I didn't know anything, you know, like a baby, and I'm learning all this stuff, and then I'm telling other people if they have it on the site. I'm like, well, if you get bloating, have you tried that? Maybe you need that when you're taking like protein. And they're like, oh really, okay, I'll try that. And it was only this week I was telling some women, you know, about all these things, that their progesterone cream, someone actually by coincidence said, is anyone taking this? And I said, oh, I am. I'm early days, but I'm doing it. And it's so nice when other people are like, oh really, I've never heard of that, I'd like to try it. And to even be able to help one other woman is so good, like the feeling.
Absolutely. And that's it. And you are, I mean, I will always on this program, always, because I find that women with endometriosis tend to be the biggest, hardest women on the planet, and always so good at helping others and putting themselves last on the list. And that's why I'm very, very passionate about women using the oxygen mask scenario, which is they put their own oxygen mask on first and then they help other people. And it's, and I'm seeing that in you. You're taking the time, the attention, and the effort and energy into yourself, because you know it's essential that you can't help anybody until you're well, and you need to keep building. But this program is all about you, you know. And whilst you're very big hearted and you have your groups and you do all these things for the women, I love that, but I'm not interested in that, because my role is to help you get to where I am, because then you can help me help this, get this message out that there is another way. I mean, if you got to think back, they used to think the world was flat.
Yeah.
You know, and there's lots of other, you know, they used to do lobotomies in the medical profession. They used to, you know, people with mental illnesses, they'd cut part of their front brain out before, you know. So just because we have this kind of medical route of treatment right now doesn't necessarily mean that it has to always remain that way. And of course, women, unfortunately, the first protocol they get is their GP, and then they get referred to a gynecologist who operates. So we want to get this message out, because we want to help you get to where I'm at fully. And then we can start spreading the message out even further and getting women, you know, more and more women out there.
I mean, I wish that I'd heard about your program earlier now, because before my surgery, because, you know, I didn't know. I like what you just said, you go to your GP and then hospital, and then they just tell you surgery will fix it all.
That's right.
you don't know anything else, so you're like, okay, just do what you need to do. And like, a part of me is like, everything happened for a reason. Maybe I needed to go through that to find you. Yeah. But you know, if I had known that in another, I don't know in what way, but I would have just not done the surgery and just done this program, because surgery was such a waste of like time, effort, pain.
So what would you say, as we close this interview, what would you say to any woman that's watching this right now? What advice, what encouragement, what would you say to them about this Heal Endometriosis Naturally Foundation?
Oh, God, wow. I recommend it 100%. To me, if like, basically, this is a serious message. If you've had enough of this pain, this life, and you're ready to change and commit 100%, don't go in and think, I will try it, but a 20%, I'll do it. I haven't got time. I can't do this. I can't do that. Something else comes first. No, if you've had enough and your life has hit that rock bottom, there's no other way, then this is the course for you. Yeah. It's not an easy course. You need to be dedicated. You need to do all the things. Everything is a part of it. It's like a big puzzle. You can't do one and not the other. Because when I tried that in the beginning, it wasn't working. I would find it hard to meditate, so I wouldn't do that. Or I would think, oh, I can buy the other stuff later. But no, you need to do it, because it's all like a process. And you do it in such a way to make it simple. You don't bombard us with the whole thing. You do it in slow steps. And that's really helped me, like, keep on it and, you know, do it. Otherwise, it would have been, like, too much. So I tell any woman, do this course if you've had enough, if you want another way, and it does work. Because look at me, I was bedbound in so much pain. I wasn't like using my bowels for 3 days. I was having naps all day, and I was so sick. I got to the point I didn't understand what life was about. I might as well just die. I couldn't have kids, and now I've got hope again. You show me, like, you was infertile for how many years, and you've managed to have kids, and it's given me hope as well. I was thinking, in time, I mean, still early days in this program, but in time, it could happen for me if already the results are showing here now. I mean, to any woman, do this course. What have you got to lose? Yeah. You've got nothing to lose. Yeah. I mean,
and it's an investment in themselves. You know, they're going to be investing in themselves in a way that they've never done before, and the results will speak for themselves. What they put in, they'll get back out.
You're not only helping yourself, you're helping your family, your friends, your puppy. Everyone gets affected when you're doing great. Benefits as well. So,
absolutely. Well, that's the thing. It has a rippling effect, because people who do take this program, they have their partners and their husbands and their children following the diet. Even their dogs. I have, my own dog, my own cat, they follow a similar program for pets, and they see the benefits. I have a chocolate Labrador who is so old. Ordinarily, Labradors by her stage, her hips have gone and her eyes have gone, and she's as sprightly as a 2-year-old. So the principles that we apply, exactly. They have.
My puppy is organic now.
Well, that's the thing. When you're educating yourself and you're getting this information, I mean, I like to see the program as an information, education, and inspiration, because we all have bad days. You know, there are going to be times on the program where you are going to feel down and depressed. And you're going to need the support, hopefully, if I'm available, of me, of the group, and know that you're not alone, and that you get back on track again, and this is just a temporary blip or whatever, but you've got a light at the end of the tunnel. But I, Dick, I just want to thank you, because, as I say, you're one of my shining star students, and I want to commend you publicly for all the work that you've done on yourself, because I know it hasn't been easy at times, and I know that that is life anyway, but you've kept your eye focused on the light at the end of the tunnel. You know you're not alone. You know that I'm here to help you. And you know that I'll help you get there, come hell or high water. But just you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. And for asking me to do this interview. In the beginning, I thought, oh my God, I don't know. I've never done an interview. Who's going to want to look at me? And, do I look all right? Oh, wow. But, I had to do this because I want to share the message. And if I can help anyone else, I mean, I've got this spark in me that you had to help us. Yeah. I just feel like, if it's worked for me, it can work for someone else.
Absolutely. And even if, I always felt when I wrote my book, even if it just helped one woman, it would be worth it. And it's been worth it. And it's been a lot of hard work. And don't get me wrong, even just getting my message to this point, of course, there's been times even I wanted to give up, because I've had all sorts of things going on in my life. But I knew I had the passion, the drive, and determination to share this message, because I can't bear that there are women out there who are ending their lives because they have no hope. And it really makes me very sad and emotional that women are just been led up a street of medication and surgery, which, as you said earlier, you know, within 3 months, all your pain was back. So that's why. So thank you for coming on and helping me share this message of hope and obviously results as well. And you just keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much as well. Thank you.